Hare Krishna, let me greet first of all every one of you. Today we will start actually something new in our Gaura Lila evenings, a new format which we will hopefully develop as the years go by. For me it is also a new start into a new way of presenting Gaura Lila, and I do hope that as we go on this part of our journey together, that the different elements which are now just put together will become more clear to us. In other words, that it will evolve and develop what is the most ideal way of presenting this. Today we are just entering the ocean with a new swimming style, so to say, and we will see what needs to be refined as the times go by. I would like to welcome all of you who are here with us in Schloss Krenzli, and also all of you who are through the media of Facebook and various other outlets. It's an honor for me to present this Gaura Lila, or starting from today, Gaura Meditations with all of you. Because I have seen in my own Krishna conscious life that there is a repeated pattern. I look for the most efficient way to contact what I would call the life via of Krishna consciousness, which is always connected with an experience. I believe teachings and also religions give us words and at times dogmas, but the living process of Krishna consciousness gives us an experience which after all is much more convincing than only words or philosophy. I believe that ultimately we will decide the level of our commitment to this path based on the experiences which we either have made or which we are making, or the experiences which we hope to make in the future. Good. So this is a more experience-oriented approach to Gaura Lila, and I pray to Srila Prabhupada and to the superior Vaishnavas like Haridas Thakur that they will bless my attempts with something which is alive and inspiring for all of you. So we will start by singing for those who look this up or see this in the through their computers, we will sing Gauranga Karuna Koro by Narottam Das Thakur. I'm wondering how to let our audience know. I think the best way for now would be. I don't know if you look all the... Yes. Gauranga Karuna Karo. Dinahina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Karo. Dinahina Jane. O my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to the lowly and destitute soul. Moshamo potita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Moshamo potita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Om Moshamo Patita Prabhu nahi tribhuvane. O Dante Trinadhari Gaura Takiye Tomare. Dante Trinadhari Gaura O Dante Trinadhari Gaura Taki Tumare. Thank you.
Shrita Gadadhara Shivasvati Gaur Bhaktavinda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, oh Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Vishnu. Hare Krishna. I would like to say in the beginning the purpose of our Gaura meditations. Often the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya have been compared with an ocean. Now there's a vast difference if you view an ocean from the distance or if you immerse yourself, that is, dunk yourself into the ocean, sink in the ocean, and then see the whole world of the ocean from a much better vantage point than just seeing some little waves from the distance. You will see fishes, you will see coral reefs. I once went diving in Mauritius where the coral reefs were, and was surprised to find a whole universe, a new world which opened before my curious eyes. So the way to immerse ourselves in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is not to view them from the distance through whatever lens we are capable of using, but it is happening when we deeply meditate about the pastimes, and in the meditation see how some of it relates to us, how Mahaprabhu, the great Prabhu, the great teacher, and his teachings are not isolated in the past, but how they are very active in the here and now of my life. So there will be a lot of meditations. You will be pleased to hear that I am in the midst of a book called Just Meditate. I've today concluded the second part of it. two more parts remain, and then we hope to publish it. It's one of the many books which bring the Vedic way to the public, but also to our devotees. So we want to immerse ourselves, meditate about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glorify him, please him, so that he might like to become present in our heart. This idea of making Gaura meditations came because of two ways. Some devotees were not satisfied with my presentations, and I took that to heart. Maybe a much more compelling reason for me was when I read this line, Kripa Kori Esho Amar Hridaye Mandire. Please, Lord Chaitanya, be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. This language, temple of the heart and reside, there obviously is inspired by the Upanishadic idea of the Dahara Akash, the sacred and often secret place in our heart, which so few of us in Kali Yuga know to visit and inhabit. But it is here, in that innermost part of the heart, where divine revelation take place. In our tradition, that space is accessed through dhyana, meditation, or in the Vaishnava way, through smaranam, remembering or meditating. That's how you get into this space, this most important space, even more important than the internet space and anything else, what happens in the world. So come, my Lord, and reside in the temple of my heart. Be with me. Be there. Accompany me through my life. And so on. So this line of this song, which we will sing at the end of this Gaura meditation evening, we will sing the song, the entire song, not only the two first verses. This line was the real inspiration. Also, I talked with one devotee of our community who expressed his desire to meditate about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and possibly discover his own place within this eternal pastimes at the perfection of his journey in the Gaura Lila. So, yes. So our purpose here is to come in contact with Lord Chaitanya and his unique gift, which at his time was extremely revolutionary. We will see this a little later today. So revolutionary that he was not understood always in his time by the Brahminical elite. We want to take these meditations, these moments, I hope, of clarity in our consciousness and import them into our daily life so that we can also become instruments of Lord Chaitanya's mercy and join what Lord Chaitanya gave us. Lord Chaitanya didn't just give Sankirtan, or the singing of the holy name. No, he gave Prema Sankirtan. That's a huge difference. Sankirtan, which was filled with divine loving emotions. I intend to start the Gaura Lila evenings in all seriousness next time. But of course, lay the preparations and the fundaments today. We will hear about Lord Chaitanya's probably most active time in Jagannath Puri. The time which Lord Chaitanya spent in Jagannath Puri was spent as a sannyasi, totally free to spread, where he was totally free to spread his unique mission of love of Godhead. This time can be divided in three segments or sessions. First, when he was between 24 and 30 years old. At that time, at the age of 24 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had established his main headquarters in Jagannath Puri. At that time, he had already spread his mission for 1 year, not more, in Navadvip, where he liberated sinners and Brahmins and Pandits alike. After he had just briefly touched Puri, he spent 6 years of his time not in Puri, but traveled widely all over India. And during this time, he encountered different leaders from different religious persuasions. He had encountered the Buddhists, followers of Shankaracharya, who had their seat in Kashi or Varanasi, we say nowadays. And by his tremendous spiritual power, which can only be compared with a volcano, which from time to time erupted in lava. By his tremendous power, he had defeated all of them and established Gaudiya Vaishnavism really all over. This period of, you could say, intensely preaching was so powerful that even, let us say, much later, hundreds of years later, India was still influenced by this intensity. You might have heard that time is relevant on the relative on the spiritual level. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in that period, his influence reached over the corridors of time into the future, where great saints who were not born when he was there on the planet, great saints were affected and started to chant the holy names and did in their ways Sankirtan movement, like the famous Tukaram. Tukaram, you might have heard, in Maharashtra, had one evening a vision, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had appeared hundreds of years before him, appeared to him with a large group of Sankirtan devotees and started to chant with him. And Tukaram joined the kirtan and discovered the potency of the holy name, so that later he, after this experience, he began to preach the holy name all around. So yes, this was from 24 years to the 30th year of his life. Then age 30 to 36, he stayed in Puri and spent this time mainly by chanting and dancing with his devotees in the Puri temple. or and before the temple. Every afternoon at around 4 o'clock, he would meet his devotees before the Lion Gate, and he would then start his kirtan, which became so ecstatic that he ran around the temple in circles and then stopped again where he had started the Lion Gate and began to chant in such an ecstatic fashion that he expanded himself in four forms and danced simultaneously in four forms in four Sankirtan parties. It is described by one eyewitness, all of a sudden the Lord was near me and his tears shot out from his eyes and wettened my whole body. Oh, this is very nice. Mm-hmm. During this time, the Mahaprabhu had his yearly Ratha Yatra festival. He was cleaning the Gundicha temple, and he took part in deity festivals. That is, he went with the boats, for instance, out into the Narendra Sarovara and Indradyumna Lake, and there on a boat the deity of Madan Mohan was, or Madan Gopal was situated, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would worship with all the devotees in the kund this deity while they were in the water. The last period. This is a period of 12 years, double as long as the 6-year periods, the 2 6-year periods. I mean, double as long as each one of the periods. That is, from 36 to 48 years, Mahaprabhu spent his time in the mysterious Gambira, a small room only 2 meters by 2 meters wide, where he went into that part of his pastimes, which was one of the two reasons why he had appeared. He wanted to relish the most secret, the greatest secret of all the Vedic scriptures, the divine ecstatic rasa between Radha and Krishna. And he often went there into this lila. He changed the reality, so to say. He changed the platform. He went out there into the pastimes and observed the pastimes, like you and me observe maybe the traffic before our door. This is the last part of his manifested pastimes. During this time, he used to relish the divine songs from books like Krishna Kanamrita, Gita Govinda, Bhagavatam, and Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. We had a last Govardhan retreat. We had a seminar on the Krishna Kanamrita. It describes a great devotee, Bilva Mangala Thakur, who sees in his exalted state of Krishna consciousness the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he discusses them, he talks them. He's blind, physically blind, but so he speaks them and his associates write them down. So these are the periods of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Jagannath Puri, and we will talk about them in the coming Gaura Lila evenings, and we will meditate about them. But for now, I would like to introduce you to the process of meditation. Some find this way into the temple of the heart blocked, but the simple exercise which we will do now will open it hopefully for you, so that you can learn how to do the meditation on your own thing. I will introduce four elements: sit, breathe, enter the space of vastness, and expand. Please sit first. The whole idea of sitting is wherever you sit, on the floor, on chairs, in the airplane, or on a bullock cart, you should keep your spine straight and your head also. Should center yourself. And then focus your attention on your breathing. As you breathe in, feel your chest expand. Feeling of vastness, wideness. It's the physical feeling. And as you exhale, let go of what is heavy for you, your tensions, inner tensions, or also physical tensions. And you breathe in, just expand, widen yourself, open yourself. Then you breathe out. With each breath, become a little bit lighter. A little bit more relaxed. Now bring all your attention again on your breath. Only the breath. In and out. If your life is a horse, your breath is the rider. You can direct your inner state, moods, your life, simply by breathing. Focus your attention now on the heart space. I will read two verses to you about Lord Chaitanya's time in Puri and his greatest gift, the Prema Naam Sankirtan. Allow your undivided attention to become touched. Creating great tidal waves in the ocean of mercy. Aha, he was splendidly dressed in wonderful saffron garments. Our Lord looks glorious as the sunrise in these saffron garments. Look at him. His handsome face is glowing with the nectar of pure love of Krishna, glowing. His eyes are sparkling. May the wonderful and beautiful moon of Lord Chaitanya, which has risen from the milk ocean of Sachi's womb, may that moon of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurachandra, enter the sky of your own heart. See, he's chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. His own names, which bring auspiciousness to the world. His hand is trembling with love as he touches the knotted string around his waist and counts the number of names. His face is bathed in tears as he comes and goes, eager to see his own form as Lord Jagannath. Oh, that golden form of Lord Hari brings delights to the eyes of all. May that form of Hari protect you all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Oh Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
At the end of the Bhagavatam, where Shukadev prepares his disciple Maharaj Parikshit for his death, which is about to come in a few minutes. It's really just before that time. In that time, Shukadev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, if someone remembers Krishna, meditates about Krishna, then by that contact of the Lord who is in that space of the heart where the memory or the meditation takes place, by that contact with the Lord, that person will develop his Atma Bhava, that means his original spiritual form and his relationship, his bhava, his original loving mood with Krishna, just by thinking of the Lord in meditation. And then he seems to change the subject, which he does not. He speaks about kirtan, and it becomes clear that as he speaks, he is saying that kirtan is the easiest form of remembering Krishna. And he says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, kirtan just done without any meditation, just singing, has already extraordinary results. Then just imagine, he says, what will be the results of someone who sings and meditates about Krishna. In other words, he doesn't sing mindlessly, he sings mindfully, if you so want. No? Just imagine, if already singing frees one from the bad influences of Kali Yuga, how much more will happen when he sings thinks or meditates about Krishna. What the attentive reader of the Bhagavatam can immediately understand, well, he will also develop, such a person will develop his Atma Bhava, no? his real spiritual mood, spiritual feelings. Oh, again there will be love in his heart. Again there will be crying in his eyes, but not for himself, but for Krishna. This will be quite extraordinary. It will happen. So as you enter this new idea which we wish to present in the Gaura Leela evening, when we read a verse, especially in these meditative states, and we sing afterwards, we do hope that you get the point, not miss the point, that when you sing now, you think about Krishna. I, for instance, I'm not in such not so awake because I just ate my main meal, and then I had to immediately jump into the car to make it in time. And I'm now digesting, and my blood is in the stomach. But even I, in this compromised position, could see before my eyes Lord Chaitanya was glowing in his face. And what was it? His hands were trembling. Why? Because he was fingering his beads. Lord Chaitanya had amazing beads. He didn't have tulsi because he would lose them in the ecstasy and they would fly all over. He had a string with knots inside around the belly, and he chanted there and counted the holy name. Counting is not because of numbers. Sometimes in our society we find clicker chanting, which is a purely number-oriented idea. Now the touching of beads is because at that time more focused attention is available. No? When you have them like this, think about it. Next time you chant, you go consciously from one beat to the other, and you will find it's something shifts in the attention if you do it like this. For some of you, this might mean to start all over again and understand the place where you start is totally new. It's different than you ever thought it is. It can happen. So, all right, we will now hear a little pastime, and then we will sing a song, and we will end our Gaura Leela evening by following an instruction of Mahaprabhu, that is to think and act for the welfare of all. Now, I must see that we stay in the time limit. Ungefähr. Good. In the year 1510, on January 14th, the greatest catastrophe happened in the life of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. It was early in the morning, very cold, where Mahaprabhu went to the Ganga and jumped into the Ganga. He took nothing with him except the dhoti which he was wearing. He would never return back to Navadvip. With very swift strokes, he crossed the Ganga, which was very wide, came out on the other side and climbed the ufa, the shore, yes, the high shore, I should say. He looked one time back and then he went and never ever returned. There had been an incident in Navadvip which had made him become sure that he would take this drastic step in his life. He had stayed at home and he had chanted, but all of a sudden, as he chanted, an image came to his heart, that is the gopis, the dearmost beloved of Lord Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan, crying because Krishna had left them, and sympathizing with these gopis, he began to chant no longer Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Imagine Ananda Nitai would do this. We have already seen many things in Ananda Nitai's life, but if that would be there, we would say this is the high point. He has reached the climax. Unusual, unexpected. One of his students had come and had interrupted him rudely. Not Gopi, Gopi, chant the name of Krishna. What piety will you gain by chanting the name of these gopis? They had left their husbands. They had left everything. Chant the name of Krishna. The student had not understood Mahaprabhu's internal mood and had impudently dared to criticize him. Mahaprabhu would answered, "This rascal Krishna, what will you gain by chanting Krishna's name? He's left those who loved him most." And the student had said, "Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu." Krishna, the speaker of the Gita, who gives precepts to follow for all human beings, should not be offended, especially not by you. But Mahaprabhu had become like a lion. He had grabbed a stick. And he had ran after the student, threatening him to beat him. The student ran. He went to one place of Navadvip. He stood there, coughing and panting. Other students assembled around him and said, "What happened?" He said, "Our teacher has become mad. He is a Brahmin, but we are also Brahmin. And he has chased me with a stick. If this will happen again, and he tries to attack you again." "Yes, yes, yes," said the others. "We are totally with you. If he dares to attack again, then we will come and give him a solid thrashing. Beating." As a super soul in everyone's heart, Gauranga Mahaprabhu had understood the students. And he lamented greatly because he had come to give the medicine against the pains of Kali Yuga, the misery, the lamentation, the exhaustion of one's spirit. But now the students had turned against him. He felt maybe like a doctor who had a powerful medicine to cure a patient, but the patient not only did not accept the medicine, but took a stick to beat the doctor. That's not good. So that same day, he confided with Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Mukunda Datta. He said, "I have come to deliver the fallen souls from bondage, but now they want to beat me. I'm producing the opposite result. Instead of taking up devotional service, the people are blaspheming me, and thus they will never be saved. They think I'm just another Mishra, a relative and family man like themselves. Therefore, to show them that I'm not one of them, I have decided to take sannyas, the sacred order of the renounced hermits, who are very respected at that time by all. In this way, the faithless people, the students, the smartas and the logicians, and everyone else will be delivered." When Mahaprabhu said this, his words fell like thunderbolts on the heads of everyone, threatening to crush his devotees. The devotees thought, "He will leave us. Never again will we be able to smell the sweet fragrance of his hair." Yes? His hair was oiled with amalaki oil. Extremely sweet smell. "We will not place beautiful garlands of malati flowers around the top knot of his hair. Vinash, Vinash, our life is destroyed now." When they fell in this ocean of lamentation, Lord Chaitanya, knowing what they were thinking, calmed them down. And he said words which are typical for him. "Listen carefully. I know you fear the impending separation from me. I know you are all sad and miserable. And I want to tell you, I'm also feeling totally overwhelmed. But by feelings of separation from Krishna. Yes, I will take the dress of a sannyasi, a world renouncer, and I will search for my Krishna. Do not be aggrieved. I will never leave you for a moment." And then he told them the two forms in which he would always be present. These two forms are existing even today in the year 2019. He said, "I will be with you in the form of Sankirtan, the chanting of my holy names which you do together. And I will also be present with you in the form of my deity, my beautiful deity. I will speak to you through my deity. I will give you direction through my deities. Don't lament. I will accept sannyas, not to leave you. I will stay with you. My sannyas is for teaching devotional service all over the world. Do not worry. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured them Mahaprabhu at the end was overcome with the feelings of love of Godhead. He shouted out, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari! Hari, 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 Hari.
O Prananad, Lord of my life, O Vrindavan, O Radha, beating his chest with his fists, Lord Chaitanya could not find peace, not even for a moment. Mahaprabhu then had to communicate the news to Mother Sachi, who already knew in her heart that her son would leave her. In a moment of great private intimacy with his mother, he told her, this had to come. I did this pastime already many, many times. When you were Devahuti, as Kapila, I left your house. When you were Kaushalya, as Ram, I went to the forest. When you were Yashoda, I was Krishna, and I left in order to spread auspiciousness all over the world. Tell me what you want of me. And Mother Sachi said, you are supremely independent. It was my great fortune that I raised you. Now, as to your sweet desire, you may take sannyas. Oh, Hare Krishna. In the evening, all the devotees of Navadvip came. Also the atheists came. Also the faceless sinners came. Everyone felt that the next morning, the 14th of January, 1510, would be the time when the Lord would leave them. And they all surrounded him. They brought as if following a dictate of the Lord within the heart, they brought garlands of malati flowers and gave them around Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya took all these garlands, and to each single devotee he gave one of the garlands from his neck, placed it around as his sacred order, and said to them, always think about Krishna and chant his holy name. No other religious practice is required besides chanting this Maha Mantra. If you have any real attraction for me, not just your words, then always talk about Krishna and do everything while chanting his holy name. I have a god brother who has taken this very serious. He does various services, like he takes care of Tulasi, and he writes, and he does many things, and he always chants, and he once wrote to me, always chant the holy name of Krishna. Everything else will be taken away from you at the time
of death.
Yeah, you took it serious. So, Mahaprabhu left at 3 o'clock in the next morning and went to Katwa. There was a very moving scene in Katwa. When the barber, haircutter, took his name was Madhu. No, his name became Madhu. Don't know what his name was before. Took his knife, he made it sharp. Yeah. All the people were looking at the scene because Mahaprabhu had very beautiful hair. I must admit to you, I do not know what is beautiful hair. It is, I don't think it has to do with the style of the hair. It's somehow, it was very enchanting. It moved around him like bees who were humming his glories. That is how it is described. And so when the barber put his knife on the hair, he said, "My lord, how can I cut your beautiful hair, which sanctifies the hearts of everyone, especially your devotees? I'm shaking in fear of committing an offense, which I know can never be counteracted. Have mercy on me. I'm a simple barber from a low-class family." Lord Chaitanya assured him, said, "Do this one more time of Baba service. I assure you, Krishna will be very happy and you will live happily since then." And then, while everyone cried and fainted, knowing well that Mahaprabhu was very serious, or Gauranga was serious, he would take sannyas, while everyone went into the mellow of grief, even the stones cried, even the trees cried. The hairs fell down. Mahaprabhu said, "Don't cry so much. Mukunda, you chant the holy name." So Mukunda, with his sweet voice, started to sing a kirtan in which everyone went in and so on and so forth. So showers of flowers from the devatas came from the air. People shouted, "Jai Jai!
Jai, Jai, Jai.
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!"
And all the Vaishnavas began to float in bliss. The Baba, who was then named Madhu, never shaved anyone after that. He became a sweet shop merchant. He had a little sweet shop and he distributed rasagulas, sold rasagulas and lived like this. Before receiving initiation, Mahaprabhu did something extraordinary. Usually the sannyas guru whispers a mantra at the time of initiation in the ear. But Mahaprabhu, sannyas guru, was initiated in the Shankara school. He was an impersonalist. So he said, as Keshava Bharati was just wanting to give him a mantra like Tatvam Asi, Mahaprabhu leaned over to him and said, "I had a dream. In the dream, a great personality appeared before me and he gave me this mantra." And then he gave a mantra in which Gaur Krishna was initiated only 1 week ago. A very powerful Krishna mantra. I will repeat this mantra for you, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you want, it could be my mantra as well. So this sannyas guru heard this mantra he had never heard before. And he became ecstatic hearing it from Gauranga. And then he said the same mantra back to him. It's the famous Gopal mantra, by now famous. It's a beautiful mantra. And with this little leela, Lord Chaitanya wanted to first initiate his guru, and then his guru he initiated him back, so to say. Yes. There was an inner meaning of Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas. Sannyas in our line is to experience ourselves as servants of Srimati Radharani. The sannyas mantra, which is given nowadays and is to be chanted by the sannyasis, makes him aware of his eternal identity as a servant of Srimati Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya wanted to enter into this type of meditation. He wanted to be only there for the service of Radharani, because Krishna is most pleased if we please him through his dearest devotees. We are now ready to end this Gaura meditation by one last meditation. I request you to sit erect. When you are ready, please withdraw your attention from the outside world by simply noticing your breath. In and out. Most of us are always in the past. Did this work out well? Or in the future, I have this plan, I have this to do. We are never in the present moment. The past is gone. And the future is not yet there. The only moment which is there is the present moment. And you come into the present moment by taking the anchor of your breath. Every little breath is a little moment of now. Every breath is a little experience of the presence, the present moment. How does it feel to breathe? Whenever your mind wanders, catch it again and bring it back to your breath. Your breath is your bridge that leads you inside.
now bring your attention to Lord Gauranga's golden body. He has just taken sannyas. His head is shaved. His face is glowing. His two eyes are like ponds from which the tears are coming. Tears of love for Krishna. He's dressed in bright saffron robes. Oh, they look like the morning sun rising, little reddish. His limbs are anointed with sandalwood paste. Beautiful. There's a water pot and a stick in the two of his heads. Meditate upon Lord Chaitanya, who looks more attractive than millions of cupids. Meditate upon those lotus eyes which stream forth streams of tears while showers of flowers come to the ground and everyone chants Jai Jai Hari Hari. Turn to Lord Chaitanya and sing this prayer to him.
Gauranga Karuna Kuro Dinahina Jaye Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahina Jaye Mosa Mopotita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Mosa Mopotita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Trinatari Gaura Daki Hetomare Trinatari Gaura Daki Bakori esho ama hridaye mandire
Bakori esho ama hridaye mandire.
করিবে পতিত দেখিয়া অচিত পাবন নাম কিসের ও পাজেছি বাবা তুফানে নাহি কনিষ্ঠারা শ্রী চরণ তারা নিদানে দাস কর শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু ও শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু প্রার্থনা করে সদা হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে
হরে কৃষ্ণ
হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ
হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে
হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, everybody one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If you can just sit for one moment, we will do something where we will follow Mahaprabhu's request to show mercy to the living entities, Jiva Daya. We will make a little meditation to conclude our Gaura Lila evening. Many of us are too much in their own heads, in their own egos. They are bound by the different threads the ego has woven around their souls. One way to break out of this bondage is to rather not think so much of oneself, but to think of others. Why did Mahaprabhu take sannyas? Why did he leave the residence of Navadvip? Only for one reason. For two reasons, actually. One of these two reasons was to show compassion to the fallen living entities who are suffering because they have lost themselves. So we will end this by thinking of those who are dear to us, who need help, those who are a little bit far away from us, means they are not so close. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, Sarve shantu niramayah, Sarve bhadrani pashyantu, Ma kashchit dukhabhag bhavet. One more time. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, Sarve shantu niramayah, Sarve bhadrani pashyantu, Ma kashchit dukhabhag bhavet. May all be happy. May everyone be free of diseases. May everyone see all good everywhere. May there be no distress for anyone. from the Garuda Purana.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Prema Purushottama Sri Gaura Hari ki, Gaura Prema Nandi.